Hi, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
Hey guys, have you seen Primate?
I've seen a primate.
Yeah, in real life?
Yeah, sure, at the zoo.
Okay. Aren't we primates?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, at the zoo.
I chose this movie for the final monkey movie of April this year. I know a little bit more about it, so what we're going to do is go around and each of us are describe what we think it's going to be about based solely on the title. This is from last year, Josh.
Okay.
It's called Primate.
Uh-huh.
What do you think it's about?
Last year, and it's called Primate. I think that means horror movie.
Okay. Why do you go to horror right away?
Horror is popular.
Yeah.
We've talked
on the rise.
It's cast about how comedy isn't just not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
In movies, you don't pick animated things ever.
Not often. Yeah. I did heavy metal that one time.
You did. I'd be surprised if it was animated. Doesn't sound like a fantasy movie. I can knock out a bunch of genres, like, real quick. Like, doesn't
what if it was, like, a hyphenated prime mate, and it's, like, a monkey boner comedy?
If it was space, then yeah, I would think it's a boner
comedy. It's not. It's one word. It's one...
it's a horror movie. It's a real monkey, and that's the horror
what's
thing.
This monkey... What's scary about a monkey?
Big monkey or small monkey?
It's big monkey.
Okay, big
not,
monkey.
Not King Kong.
Okay.
Like, maybe it's like Rabid. Maybe it's like going to the city, like killing people, and it's a big spooky city, so we can't find it.
Okay, so how big is this monkey?
Smart. Like human size.
So your size monkey.
Yeah.
Remember last week we all chose our monkey size?
Yeah. Right.
And mine was Kong, yours was tiny, and yours was your size.
Yeah, human size monkey.
And they're all jewel thieves. No matter what.
Jewel theft in this movie.
Oh, really? That was going to be my next question.
It's not going to be about jewel theft.
Okay.
It's going to be about murder.
Is there a human villain?
No, the monkey's the villain.
We had a human villain in all our movies this year.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. I include the one from last week, your documentary.
Maybe humanity is the reason there's this rap monkey, but like I think the monkey... It's going to be the problem.
What a cautionary horror tale!
You know, like it, a monkey, like fell into some goop or whatever. You know,
okay. I'm back on board. A goop monkey.
Yeah, like a monkey.
What are his powers?
It's just really violent and strong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like a slasher flick, but with a monkey.
With a monkey. Yeah. Okay.
It's like quick and fast and hard. It's silent and. It, like, bites
the whole movie's silent.
Necks out.
The
monkey is quiet.
Did I sneak
quiet.
A foreign black and white horror into this year's list? That'd be fucking awesome.
No.
You just see, like, the silhouette of a monkey, like, creep up behind someone, and it's, like, really big, but then it's, like, the size of Josh, and it bops them. It takes their bananas.
It's like Vincent Price meets Encino. What's the man one?
Encino Man?
Encino Man, yeah. Encino
where
man.
The caveman thaws out in Encino.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser. So, Justin, what do you think Primate's going to be about?
I think this is going to be about a show monkey that goes wild.
Ooh, okay.
Like, something happens. Like, normally he's a docile...
And they
like,
have him on a big stage chained, and then people start taking pictures, and that upsets him.
Something like that.
He runs amok through New York City.
Yeah.
Big monkey, small monkey?
Not a small monkey, but not like King Kong.
Josh size?
Yeah.
We're going Josh, like, across... Okay. Okay.
It's gotta be. If it was primates, plural...
Yeah.
Maybe it's a bunch of small monkeys.
Okay.
Like Kilimanjaro.
Okay.
But it's just one monkey.
You think there's goop involved that makes him extra strong or angry?
I don't think there's going to be anything supernatural about
it. Why is this monkey killing then?
Something happened that, like, sent him off the deep end. Like you said, people taking pictures or...
I just was referencing King Kong, but at a smaller scale.
Yeah.
Like, look at my monkey. And they're like, that's just a monkey. And he's like,
no flash photography. And someone takes a flash.
So someone watches
their phone.
Yeah.
Oh, good question. Period piece or today?
Today.
I think...
It'll make him scarier if he can deal with guns and stuff.
What if they explain, like, Jack the Ripper...
It's a monkey.
It's a monkey. That's why he was never caught.
I don't know.
What if it's like, I don't know, it could be any unsolved murder throughout history. Like, H.H. Holmes had a monkey in Chicago in his murder mansion.
I feel like a monkey isn't smart enough to, like, be in a period piece. If it's, like, a mystery.
All you have to do is put a fucking hat on it.
I guess.
Like, monkeys existed at all time frames.
No, I understand.
They don't understand that the movie they're in is a period piece.
What I mean is... They don't even understand that they're in a movie.
Let him get to his point. I want to hear this.
Depending on how far back you're talking, it's like, I can't imagine, like, a murder mystery. Like, who's killing villagers and it's a fucking monkey.
I think it's way more plausible the further back you go.
Maybe if it's, like, the village is near a jungle.
Yeah, or a monkey jumps off a train in, like, a 1920s cotton field or cornfield.
He escapes from his jewel heist master.
Exactly, and just starts ripping, like, pioneers to shreds in Kansas. Like, I think I think you're onto something. The further back you go, the easier it is for a monkey to be killing people.
Yeah, sure.
I like Justin's idea. Someone just watched King Kong and said, like, what if we started here at the park? They're just, like, taking pictures.
And it's a normal-sized monkey because I don't have a budget for anything else.
No, a normal-sized monkey is scary, right? Because it can, like, move around in a city easily.
I don't know.
King Kong moved around pretty easily.
I think King Kong's scarier than a normal-sized monkey.
Not for a horror movie, right?
Yeah,
like this was like kaiju flick.
But if it was like a one for one, you're not doing any time skips, trying to survive like Cloverfield and a big monkey's in your city, it's pretty scary.
If I was stuck in a building with like a slasher or a monkey slasher, I think the monkey slasher would be scarier. Because it can like climb stuff. Then it'll probably strong enough to just break your neck by, like,
hitting
you.
Well, that's not what we said.
No,
we said King Kong's scarier than a slasher monkey.
King Kong's got a higher body count.
Sure, yeah, it's more dangerous.
In, like, one burst in one night, King Kong's taken up way more people.
Sure.
You gotta have more monkeys if you're taking out more people than King Kong.
Kilimanjaro had a shit ton of monkeys.
If I was in a slasher movie, I would rather it be a human slasher than a monkey slasher.
The reason Kilimanjaro didn't have as high of a body count is because that area was fucking desolate.
Yeah.
If that had been next to a big metropolis and 10,000 monkeys had come out of the hills hungry, we would have had a cool movie. So we're going to get to it. We're going to watch 2025's Primate and see which of our predictions... Well, I didn't make a prediction because I know basically what happens.
Yeah.
I'm hoping... Now, I only know, like, one sentence of what happens.
Any returning people? Any actors?
I don't know who's in this at all.
Have we seen the monkey before?
I purposefully didn't look into this other than just seeing it was from last year, had a monkey, it's a horror movie, and one other fact.
Oh, so it is horror, okay.
It got higher than a 75% on IMDb.
Ooh.
Which is pretty good for a horror movie.
How many reviews, though? Five?
Doesn't matter. The
like
director.
Rise of the Warriors has, like, two reviews. So
sure.
Like,
one of them's yours, and it's at, like, 99%. Yeah. One of them's a monkey. Stop eating us. So we're going to get to it. Watch Primate from last year for our final movie of this year's April. And then, Josh, the boat might be waiting for us at the cove to take us back to the big city.
Mm-hmm. When we get back to the Sandlerverse.
One Sandler left.
One Sandler.
We might end up in Middle Earth, though.
Them all.
We still have one Hobbit left, too.
Yeah. There's a whole lot of places we could land.
We could end up in, like, California or New Zealand or wherever the fuck the rest is.
Yeah, that's kind of exotic. Nothing's more exotic than Kong Island here, though. They have those big man-eating mosquitoes.
I mean, we've been here, like, what, three or four... So now I'm getting kind of bored of, like, the dinosaurs.
We know, like the little monkey waiters everything. With their trays. Of,
are we
like,
just like building
ooh,
up?
Ooh, everything's bigger.
I get it. What's for breakfast? Another giant strawberry? Ooh, I've seen it. Yeah, we're gonna have to start vacationing somewhere else for Josh. We'll be back here on Have You Seen.
Komasame! He lived in the jungle where he was born the king. His great strength made him lord of everything. No creature crossed his path and lived for long. His name, so legend tells us, was King Kong. His height was never measured, but was great. The jungle shook beneath his mighty weight. His arms were muscled, sturdy as a tree. His chest was thick and wide as it could be. Komasame! Komasame Kong! Komasame! Komasame Kong! King Kong, 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 King Kong
And we're back with this year, last year, 2025's Primal. Came out in September.
Primate. You're thinking of Genndy Tartakovsky. Yeah.
Which is good.
To think of another movie?
No.
Oh.
Same movie. Primal is good.
Oh, yeah. By Genndy Tartakovsky. This movie, you know, kind of threw me for a loop.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't know where it was going a lot of the time.
I didn't expect it to be a closed pool movie.
They came up with some excuses to get out of that pool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have to. I figured it was going to be a closed mansion party horror movie. And so at the beginning I was like, maybe this will be like Bodies, Bodies, Bodies with a monkey. And Josh, you had a great line.
What was it?
You can't fix bodies with a monkey. Yeah. Like, that's, if you need one thing to fix that movie, it's not a monkey. And I was like, you know, let's try. It's April.
Bodies, Bodies, Bodies better than this movie. I'll say
that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The comedy aspect alone. This is like a, is a pretty good.
This has more horror.
It's a slasher movie.
Yeah. This is a slasher.
With the monkey.
I mean, what else is it going to be?
I'm excited. It was still a very excited.
Smart monkey, especially for having rabies.
Yeah.
So we're in Hawaii. It's a spring break, whatever, summer trip. A girl and her friend go back to Hawaii to stay with their super rich dad in his mansion that's so isolated it's not even in Hawaii.
Girl and two friends.
I'm just saying, the mansion... so isolated, yeah. It's not even in Hawaii. It's on a matte painting cliffside of, like, Vancouver, Quebec or something. There's not a breeze of Hawaii in this movie. It is a soundstage and Canada. Yeah, it's a couple of her friends. You ever do this?
Take my two friends to my giant mansion? No.
No, just, like, go away with your friends in college to their place rather than your place.
No.
They all had monkeys, no.
No,
monkeys.
I always just visited my family if I was, like, leaving.
Sure. If you like your family, that works. One time my friend was like, let's go up to Colorado. My parents live on an apple orchard, and my dad will teach us how to go logging. So I did that, and it was really fun. No monkeys.
No monkeys.
There was a bull.
Okay.
The bull did not have rabies. That's a scary movie, too. Cool. You know, a lot of things are scary when they get rabies. Classic case that I know you haven't seen. Cujo.
Oh, sure.
And the Two Strings?
Not Kubo.
Cujo.
Stephen King's Cujo.
No, I've not seen
Stephen King's Cujo. It's a closed car movie.
Ooh.
It's about
a dog with rabies.
With rabies, yeah.
And a mom and her son trying to get away from it.
And it's a closed car movie?
A lot of it's a closed car movie.
How do you do that for... idiom.
And it's a classic, so
okay.
Yeah. Well, it's a book, so
we haven't done a Stephen King one yet, right?
A movie? We have done Stephen King movies.
Have we?
Oh yeah. Like, Sleepwalkers, the cat Sleepwalkers. People who are incestuous.
Is that
might be it?
I really want to do The Mist.
Yeah.
Which is the one with the writer.
Sorry.
Which is the one with the writer?
Oh.
Where she, like, traps the guy in her house
Misery?
To write the novel.
Yeah, we haven't done Misery. That's Stephen King. I thought you were talking about Mountains of Madness or whatever, the one with the guy from Jurassic Park we did. Where he wakes up on the bus and he's, like, everything's blue around him. And he's hunting down the writer who's, like, bringing about the end of the world.
Hmm.
Oh, I like that you don't remember. That means we can put it on one of our Josh Doesn't Remember lists.
If you say we watched it, we watched it. If we start watching it,
Mouth of
sure
Madness, that's the name
Mouth
of it.
Oh, okay.
So tonight's movie, they go to this mysterious island mansion. It's not all that mysterious. It's made of glass and beautiful and a fake coast.
It's a very
coast.
Nice house.
I would rather it a little closer to the water.
Sure.
Instead of 500 feet above the water. It's going to take you a while to get to the beach.
The police patrol boats had to get that guy off the
rocks.
That
one guy made it real fast.
This guy that we're talking about? Yeah. I don't think his head exploded big enough for how hard he hit the water.
So this is the second cliff dive we've seen in a movie, first being Twilight.
This isn't an intentional cliff dive. This is a monkey threw you off the cliff because you tried to push him off. So... this family is so rich and eccentric that the dad, who is born deaf and a writer, a very famous writer, you'd think the movie would be from his point of view. He's such a famous writer, like a Stephen King movie, often about writers. It's from his daughter's point of view. Somebody in this house got a chimpanzee.
Mm-hmm. It's the dad, right?
The dad.
I don't know.
It's got to be the dad.
My theory is that he's like a guy who studies monkeys.
He's an author.
Yeah, he writes about monkeys.
Like a Michael Crichton. We saw the posters of his books on the wall behind him.
The monkey was famous too, because it was like, this monkey's super smart.
Oh, we did have the newspaper clippings.
He's a smart monkey.
About the monkey.
You're right. I think he's like a murder mystery author, though, because his stuff is like silent evidence and silent crime. Like,
oh, okay.
I think he writes pulpy schlock about a deaf detective.
I didn't see any.
The posters are in the background.
That's
a good set deck touch. This has just got to be somebody's, like, one of the producers' vacation homes that this was filmed in for nothing. You said this didn't cost much to make, Josh?
This was filmed on a soundstage in England.
The monkey probably cost the
filmed
bomb.
On a soundstage in England. Nobody had a British accent in this.
It cost $21 million.
So, like, catering.
Made $41 million.
That means we might get a movie someday called Primates. Yeah. And it's got little heart emojis on either side. Wow. So, the monkey has... Actually, the movie, before anything, it starts just like Jurassic Park. There's a guy who goes out to the monkey cage at night, and we have been shouting this all month. Stay away from the monkeys.
Stay away from the monkeys.
They will what?
Rip your face.
And what's the first kill we get in this movie?
A face rip.
A really good one, too.
They show it.
It's not even like the other... We get multiple, I'd say, technically face rips.
Yeah. The kills in this are good.
This is the most face-rippy one.
Yeah, I thought it was so good we'd see it twice. Yeah.
A lot of the kills are kind of dark, though. You know,
like filmed?
On the car.
I mean, all the kills are very dark. Yeah, but like,
I think that's hard to see.
Yeah, filming, Hard to see. So we don't have to have as much
Unlike
body
that light-hearted kill that happened later on, where we were like...
I've seen Tucker and Dale versus Evil. There can be funny kills.
Yeah, we're getting a scary movie like 7, right?
Right.
Funny kills.
We were joking at first that there might be multiple monkeys. Josh was like, no, this is called Primate. I corrected. I was like, the movie Scream has a lot of screams in it. It could just be a naming technique.
There was only one monkey.
I kept hoping it would escalate. Maybe the humans would get bit. The rabies virus would make them a killer.
Don't you have like 48 hours with rabies, though?
No, but this is a horror movie rabies.
Cut it in half. 28 days. Later.
How is 28 days cutting 48 hours in half?
Monkey math. We've been on this boat to Kong Island and back a long time. It was a little smaller than a Josh, for all our viewers.
Yeah, the monkey.
If you're wondering how big Josh is...
I wouldn't call him a small monkey.
He's slightly larger than this ape. In stature.
Sure, we don't see him stand up.
No, but I bet he's like about a foot or two shorter than you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And probably, he's strong though.
Very strong, like all monkeys.
Yeah.
No jewelry thieving.
Nope.
That we see.
He stole a jawbone.
He did wear it.
Yeah.
He Hannibal Lecter like held it up for a moment.
He like ripped a guy's jaw.
Oh, that was gnarly.
Down and then like wore it and pretended to laugh with it, like he was.
That was really well lit. That was a bright kill.
Yeah, that was
that was a happy kill. That was the fuck boys who they meet on the plane, and they call it the beginning. And so the dad, the author. He has...
Kind of wants his daughter to get laid.
He has a conference. Yeah. He's going to be out of town. He's like, oh, I see you brought over your friend and, you know, Jacob over there from Twilight. He's not wearing a shirt. And she's like, Dad, he never wears a shirt. And he's like, well, maybe now is your chance because he broke up with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And, it seems like he wants her to get laid. But he's a writer. He travels the world and lives in Hawaii. And doesn't have daughters at home most of the year?
Well, he has one.
Daughters. I'm pulling it. Josh. It's a movie called Daughter, but there are two.
That's a like a 20-year-old YouTube video. Daughters.
Oh, I don't know that one. Is it scary?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is it stupid?
It's funny.
You say 20-year-old YouTube video, and I'm like, is it terrifying? Okay. At first, I thought the daughter also couldn't speak, because she has this tablet.
She was using the tablet,
She's like, me, mad, you,
mm-hmm. She's just cunt, using it to fuck with her.
Bitch, go.
Why are these loaded on this? Why are these loaded on?
Why is dead loaded into my tablet?
Death. She's like, I brought a teddy bear, who do you think will like this? And a monster hand reaches up from under the bed and takes it. And I was like, wait, what the fuck? There's already a monkey here?
It's just the Addams Family now.
But it's a monkey hand it? It's like a monkey's paw. We just never made a wish on it, so it came to life. No, they live with this monkey. In total harmony.
Mm-hmm.
For years and years. You think
they probably grew up with this monkey.
There's no mom in the picture.
Not that we
monkey
see.
Monkey killed her.
No, I think the dad, when the mom died like a Disney movie, and the dad replaced her with the monkey.
Sure.
Okay.
You think he's having sex with the monkey?
No, I'm not implying that at all. Why did he name loss.
If that's true, why did he name it Ben and not after his dead wife?
His dead wife's name was Ben.
Oh, okay. Benthany.
So, this monkey talks with a tablet. That's kind of cool.
Kinda, only a little bit.
I don't want a talking monkey. This I'm okay with. Like, this level of being talking. Able to talk. Mm-hmm. Like, sure, it's that smart.
It was just like, Lucy gone, Lucy back.
Yeah,
that's fine. They know sign language, though. Why didn't they monkey sign?
A lot of that's been...
I bet the monkey knows sign, too.
A lot of that's been debunked. About the monkey and the kitty and the sign language and everything. Mm. If you got a touchpad that makes a monkey talk, that's the opposite of what it does with human kids.
Do we need to bring like a Coco documentary next year?
Ooh, and then I'll bring one debunking it, and we'll have like battling Coco.
These kind of communication devices are used, like I use them.
Yeah, they're accessibility devices. Yeah. And I'm saying that would be much easier than teaching a monkey sign language.
For sure.
Or right.
Or the actor sign language.
A person, yeah. Because this is not a real monkey in this movie.
No.
Heads up, they finally listen to us and stop putting people in rooms with killer monkeys. It's just Andy Serkis's children. They hired him out to be little monkey babies. No, I don't know who played the monkey in this.
Do you have that name? They don't... Well, Wikipedia link, so I don't know... How well-known they were.
They were very small and agile. I'll mm-hmm. give them that.
Miguel Torres Umba.
It wasn't until, like, the second or third time you really see the monkey close up where I was like, oh, that's not a real monkey.
Yeah.
That's CGI.
I noticed it was...
And a wave of relief washed over. Yeah. For the first time seeing a CGI ever, I was like, oh, thank goodness.
Thank goodness it's not a real monkey. Going up to this.
You're like in the credits waiting for the like, no humans were harmed in the
making. I didn't see it. Oh, we haven't done. What is it? Nope. We're the whole B story?
I don't want to do Nope.
I don't want to do Nope. For
I read
the
a synopsis
story.
Of Nope on Wikipedia. Is that enough to not
know? No. No, it's not. It just makes you a nerd.
It sounds really stupid when you just read the synopsis.
It is, but it's better to watch
it. It's just like, and then the cloud alien moved here and got this guy.
No. I'm talking about the B story.
Oh, the B story.
The monkey. Okay. The monkey.
Oh, there's a monkey in Nope.
There's a monkey B story.
It's kind of what I thought this movie was going to be.
It kind of was, in a way. He didn't have he kind of did have a celebrity background, though, because he's like this monkey who's in the papers.
Yeah, yeah.
Ben, he's super smart. He can count to 10, and I was like, ooh, how many people do you think he's going to kill? Yeah. I was like, if he can count to 10, how many victims are we going to have by the end of this movie? I thought it was a tie-in. So, the girls get the house alone. The dad goes to his conference. It's on the same island.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like within a couple hours driving distance. And he's off signing books. They're having a party. Ben is acting kind of strange. He's like drooling
and just like staring off into space.
And sometimes he'll corner one of the new guys and they brush it off. They're like, oh, he acts weird around new people. And they have a monkey whistle. Mm-hmm. Only the dad has one.
Everybody should have one of these monkey whistles.
Yeah.
Not only that, we need a monkey gun in this house. If we have a full-sized monkey, we need a monkey gun. Mm-hmm. And you're like, we need a monkey trank. And I'm like, I don't know if those work quick enough. If my two daughters are around... Why does he have a monkey?
at the end, just like, I'm sorry, wasn't here. It's like, no, be sorry you got a monkey.
Yeah, this makes no sense. Can we not have any more dangerous, dangerous pets, Dad? I'm, you know I'm a creepy, creepy Stephen King
Next
type.
I'm going to get one of those really poisonous lizards.
Ooh, yes.
it's anaconda.
Like those ones that are like so poisonous that it just like dissolves flesh.
Oh, so you're saying he got the monkey with rabies. Mm-hmm. On purpose. That's because it's such a dangerous pet. It gets rabies from a mongoose. Mm-hmm. Not all questions are answered. We don't know how the mongoose gets it because this is Hawaii. There's no rabies. It's like it'd be an international crisis if this happened. You would have to shut it down and quarantine the island for months. Especially this zombie form of rabies. Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Where you laugh maniacally. Like
the monkey?
The monkey laughs maniacally.
I was in. When this monkey's like... and I'm always like, fuck, yes, this is a monkey serial killer slasher. We get some pretty memorable kills. Like you said, we get a full-on jaw rip.
Almost two.
Almost two. We get a head bash in with a rock.
Yeah, we get a shovel kill.
Shovel kill, yeah.
We don't see that one, though.
Nah, just kind of in the background. Yeah.
Just pounding a girl to death.
Oh, yeah, just punching.
Punching, just...
Yeah, just wailing on her.
Wailing her to
Pretty
death.
Good. Pretty good for monkey killer. That's better than most
Pretty sure it, like, ate slashers.
I don't think it was even anybody.
The car.
It took a bite out of that girl's leg.
Yeah, yeah. You think it was, like, swallowing, though, and eating?
I don't know.
Because it's got hydrophobia. I don't know if it can eat things, either. Because it describes it at the beginning what this monkey has. He has rabies, or in Latin, hydrophobia. And that's because when you get rabies, you aren't able to drink water. It creates, like, a vomit response. And you get a fear of water. Like, an actual, like, primal fear. It makes you, like, upset and, like... It's horrible. It's not as... It doesn't do what this monkey does. But this is a horror movie, so we'll let it slide. This isn't anywhere near Hawaii either. Like, suspension of disbelief. Sam? Ben?
Ben.
Ben's the monkey.
Ben can't swim.
No. That's a huge crux of this movie.
Yeah.
Do you think they didn't teach him to swim on purpose? Like, we'll have one... That's our safe room... From the monkey?
Pool.
Yeah.
The pool that faces the 20 million foot cliff.
This engineering nightmare that this pool is.
I'm pretty sure that monkey could have figured out how to swim.
But he's got hydrophobia.
I thought that's what was going to happen. Like,
he's got fear of water, though.
It was going to be a thing where
he does
just,
have
like,
fear of water
jumps
with
in.
The rabies.
Yeah, with the rabies. Yeah. Like,
he's evolving.
Not with the rabies, though. That's the name of it in Latin. You can't go against the name of it. Yeah. Like, that's the one determining factor. So they go to the pool room. That's another thing. As soon as they went down this cliffside cut-in cave stairs to a pool, I was like, this isn't fucking Hawaii. I don't care how much you paid for this. Unless you built this cliffside up around the pool. This isn't Hawaii. No, that's a weird type of rock. This is like... You know when you go to a resort or a zoo and it has, like, a jungle section?
Sure.
That's what this looked like. Or an aquarium. That's what it looked like. I was expecting it to be down on the beach and look out and see whales underwater or something. So, they get to the pool room. The younger sister, she's closest with the monkey because she still lives at home.
Yeah.
Bites her first. Totally subverts expectations.
Yeah, the older sister is the one that has to calm Ben down a lot of the time.
She grew up with it more, I guess. How long have they had this fucking monkey?
Too long.
How long do the monkeys live?
Too long, in this case. Josh is on it.
I'll check that.
This is going to wreck your algorithm. How long do monkeys live? It's a
safe
fap check.
I'm going to guess like 40 years.
Yeah, I'll give 32 chimps. I think we've looked this up before.
This
correct us, dear listener, if we have. Clickety clackety, he's doing the research.
Yeah, he's looking it up.
Chimp life.
Click clack, click clack.
There's almost a moment like Predator when he's laughing at them in the pool. So they get in the pool after one's bit, and this thing struck an artery.
Yeah.
Because she is bleeding out in the pool. She would die. They wrap it in a t-shirt, and it's fine for 7 more hours.
And she's in the pool for a good majority of the movie.
I know it doesn't
They usually live less than 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow, they could have just outlived it waiting in this pool.
Yeah. I feel like waiting would have been the best strat. Right, Dad would have... the monkey probably wouldn't have just sat there for, like, a day. Probably would have left eventually.
Isn't that the case in most horror movies, though? Yeah. And real-life situations? Mm. If you just sit still, you'll probably be fine.
Like, what was actually pressing besides the sister bleeding out?
The sister bleeding out was the most important thing.
It's not like here, where it's hot during the day, but as soon as night falls, you're gonna get, like, hypothermia in a pool if it's the right time of year. This is Hawaii.
Yeah.
But she was fine, though. Almost. She got out and, like, distracted
later. She's, like, running around when she gets out. I'm thinking she's, like, it's a flesh wound.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't.
It looked way worse than it was.
It did look I think they kind of were loosey-goosey with that because it was really bad.
Or just maybe the stamina and adrenaline are flowing at the end. Like, her sister and her dad's life are on the line. And, like, you know, they say people have extreme feats of strength when it comes down to it. Not a single known actor in this movie. I felt like Josh. This is how you feel every movie. You're like, who are these people? Why am I watching strangers do things?
Josh, we've seen like 8 movies with them. Who are they?
That's refreshing, though, because you don't have any like prior knowledge or commitment to the character actors.
Right. You don't see them as...
There's no expectation. There's not... That's not Tom Cruise up there. Yeah, that's Benjamin Schmitty, the plumber who's a spy in this movie.
We don't have to talk about, like, you know, whether or not Sandler played a good monkey or not.
He didn't. We're almost done with Sandler movies, thank goodness. The boat has arrived here on Kong Island. And it's crewed by monkeys this year, Josh. So we should get back.
Year.
Yeah, we should get back to the mainland soon enough.
We got to Hawaii. That's close.
Yeah. Soundstage painted it at least.
The walls fall down. We're back on Skull Island. I learned how to build sound stages.
King Kong is in a big director's chair. He's directing us now. So they have to get out of the pool. They want to get a floaty for their sister so she can, like, get out of the water. She can't swim. They don't even put her up on it. They just kind of, like, let her hold on to it. So she's still going to bleed out. There's a crushed phone out there. Ben is, like, huddled and, like, taking a break because he can't get to him.
From killing.
Break from killing. A rage nap.
First, they go to the side and they start screaming for help. I'm like, it's a cliff. You're screaming for help off the side of a cliff.
They live in the middle of nowhere. And it's a 5,000 foot cliff onto, like, nothing.
Yeah. Wait, how long do animals live with rabies before they die? Couldn't they just wait for him to die?
That's what I'm saying. This pool's a pretty good choice for the injured girl.
Like, yeah, it started climbing lights and ripped part of her head off.
Oh!
Which was a little crazy.
It tears the hair out of one of the girls. It's nasty.
But, before that happens, we get... Taylor Lautner lookalike. He's like, I'm gonna push this motherfucking monkey off the edge.
And they're like, no, he's too strong. And
he's like, no, I'm gonna do it. And then he doesn't do it.
He gets thrown off monkey style.
Yeah.
First, we get a fake out.
And then the monkey hand coming up and they're all screaming. It's just like a slow, like Super Shredder coming out of the garbage.
Yeah.
Team.
Because at first he thinks he throws him off. Of course you didn't. And then the monkey reaches up and throws him off. And we get the fall all the way down to the water, and then his head cracking into the rock at the bottom. And that's what I was saying earlier. This thing should have just fucking popped. Because he falls 2 miles out of the sky.
And it cuts to their reaction as he hits the rock, even though they can't see it.
Well, that's a clever editing choice. Yeah. But yes.
Like,
you're right. He goes over, and I'm just like, wait. We won't be able to hear it because it's so far.
Yeah.
now. Because I threw a watermelon off of there one time, so I know exactly how long it'll take to hit those rocks. The fuckboys come over. After hours.
They just fucking let themselves in.
And then make themselves comfortable. Like, they're, like, getting beers.
They go into the beds. They go into the beds?
Yeah.
They're like, beds. These girls throw a wild party because the TV's broken.
And the window smashed in.
Oh, we get a great scene where they hide in the closet. Classic slasher movie. Well, the monkey's going after sounds.
But there's a monkey, yeah.
Yeah. I think this is just a slasher movie now. Like, this...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And a pretty damn good one.
I don't know.
Out of all slasher movies. Like, compared to,
we've,
like...
We've only seen, like, Halloween.
Yeah. The quote-unquote greatest slasher movie.
We did Halloween, Scream.
Yeah, Scream is
Nightmare
much better.
Nightmare on Elm Street. That's all we've done.
Okay.
We haven't even done Friday the 13th yet.
We've done more slashers, right? No, we haven't done Friday the 13th. It's kind of boring.
I feel like I know everything that happens in that movie. Despite
we've done, like, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
That's a fun one.
That's a Josh's classic, is it?
That's an actual classic.
That's, okay.
Yeah.
So it can't, you can't have the same
thing. That author's from here.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. There's a true case surrounding the author in that case, so interesting. But no, I'd say that's an actual classic. It was just remade last year.
It was.
Like a sequel to it. They eventually, the fuck boys, one of them is the one to get this jaw ripped off. This monkey, like, mounts him in bed.
It was a very weird
scene.
Yeah, he's
even like, whoa, take me to dinner first.
Yeah.
Get the fuck off me, monkey. There's like a touch of monkey boner comedy in this. The second friend is up on the balcony, like, the seventh balcony at this point on the mansion, and is like, hey, ladies, I found you. Are you passed out in the pool? And they're like, get down here, the monkey's gonna fucking kill you. If I heard that at a party, I'm jumping from where I am into the pool. I'm not gonna turn around and be like, what? A killer monkey? But he finds...
That monkey's fast. He rips that guy's jaw off and then instantly teleports down to, like, the deck.
This is what makes it a slasher movie. Because I believe it with the monkey, but you'll see it with you. Well, you have to in slasher movies. I'm saying it makes it even more believable that it's a monkey.
Sure, I'll give you that.
The thing about...
Some of these scenes, though, like, it gets there way too quick.
Oh, he's moving.
It, like, tears through the house.
Silently, yeah.
To get to
but
the car.
But this is his house. He knows all the secret passages.
Okay. All the little monkey secret tunnels.
Yeah, the little monkey holes. The dad's at the book convention, and he gets a text from the veterinary. He took the mongoose there. This fucking dick move of putting the dead mongoose in a plastic bag on the kitchen table while the girls are eating breakfast.
Yeah.
And they don't respond that much. They would have screamed and ran away if it was, like, any real person. But the vet is like, are you joking? And he's like, what do you mean? And she's like, it has rabies. And he's like, there's no rabies in Hawaii. And she's like, yeah, no shit. It's a big fucking deal. I'll test it again. What else? Oh, he kills the guy with a shovel because the guy thinks he can stop it with a shovel.
Yeah.
At least he tried.
Yeah, at least
he did try.
You get into a special tier of heaven if you try to kill a monkey.
He got bested by the monkey off screen.
Yeah, and we just see it wailing on him in the background. It's kind of down to these two sisters because one of the girls gets her head bashed in with a rock on the spiral pool staircase. The sister who got bit and lost gallons and gallons of blood is now okay.
Her skin is not wrinkled whatsoever despite being in a pool for hours.
No pruniness whatsoever, you're right. The dad gets home, and the monkey, we get like a final showdown. This dad's a badass.
Yeah, he beats the shit out of this monkey.
He's like just punching this monkey. He like throws it, this monkey tackles him and just monkey rolls over him perfectly. It was great. This is a badass final boss fight. The daughter throws a wine bottle at the monkey and hits it right in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Good shot. Later, the dad finds a wine bottle and breaks it over the monkey's head and then uses it to stab him.
I thought Ben was going to do that.
Yeah, I did too.
I thought Ben was going to break the bottle and like stab the neck or something.
Yeah, like, oh, he's using tools.
Yeah.
He's evolving. But they kill the monkey, or so they think, because they have a triple hug. But then,
Ben gets up.
The monkey just gets up.
Well, he gets up and he, like, he does this thing where he like scoots his foot back so you know he's gonna charge at him.
Mm-hmm.
And we think it's the dad that's gonna take it, but it's the daughter. Shoves the other two, and the monkey comes running at her, and
she catches herself and doesn't fall.
Catches herself, and the monkey doesn't, and the monkey gets Dracula'd.
He falls off the balcony.
He falls onto the chair that got broken like 5 scenes ago that you forgot about.
Like a lawn chair.
Like
a
stake through the throw heart. Him off the cliff. Like, come on.
Nope.
Dracula. That's how you kill a monkey with rabies, is you gotta get him with a stake through the heart. Or yeah. Running water.
Right.
Yeah. Does the pool count as running water if the filter is going? That's why he got so pissed off. They ordered all this pizza with garlic on it.
They just had to wait until daylight.
And yeah. Then he just would have... Oh, that would have been bad. Because the cops would have come and he would have just turned to ash and blown away.
And there'd be dead bodies everywhere.
Who ripped all these jaws off of people? There's no monkeys or rabies in Hawaii.
I guess it's a good thing that the fuck boys are dead. Because their car got fucked real hard.
Yeah. They wouldn't want to survive... that.
No.
Oh, we knew they were just fodder. Even yeah. You, Josh, you don't watch
you're
movies.
You're just like, these guys, it feels like these two are just here to die.
They're like, welcome yeah. To horror movies.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of those that made me not appreciate that I've seen so many movies, because, yeah, you can just see everything coming, right?
Near the start of it, you said that, because we're meeting our cast of characters.
And you're like, oh, here's the girl who's gonna live.
Here's the annoying yeah. Person, here's the jock the final person. Girl, yeah. Yeah.
You two that are gonna have romance and get killed first.
And this type of movie, especially, will have, like, those character roles.
Yeah, you gotta play it by the book in horror, I guess.
And slashers. Especially if your monkey is your villain. good.
That's breaking the mold too much. That's already too much.
Yeah, so I think it worked. I think this was a successful slasher movie. I've definitely seen many, many worse slasher movies.
Sure.
Like low-budget horror and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Josh, would you recommend it?
No. There's a lot of other horror movies I'd probably recommend, even...
Give us 10. No.
Maybe not slashers.
Yeah.
Saw 1 through 10.
That's your fault. You made it too easy.
Sorry. Saw 1 through 9 Spiral.
Okay. You mean Uzumaki? Because we've done that.
The Book of Saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, that flopped.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, it's fun, but, like, if you're a big horror fan, you've probably seen cooler kills in other movies.
Oh, if you're a big horror fan, you're watching this.
I think a lot of horror fans would like this. Yeah.
Yeah. The horror fans aren't looking for something...
They just want more kills.
Yeah.
They just want cool,
and this
cool
is new.
Kills.
It's a monkey. It's a monkey slasher.
Has there not been a monkey slasher before?
No.
No.
Weird.
No, there hasn't. I'm gonna just
there's
say
been
no.
Horror monkeys with, there's been horror movies with monkeys. Like, what's the one with the little helper monkey?
Monkey Shines? Yeah. Yeah, there's horror movies with monkeys, but not like this. Like, not an ape.
Well, yeah, you can see why, right? It made $43 million.
It made double its budget.
It did
make money.
So, successful monkey.
Primates.
It's not a success, though, because you have to make $100 million to be considered successful nowadays.
You know, maybe it hasn't finished its international movie roundup. It just came out in September of last year. Justin, would you recommend Primate?
Yeah, it was fun enough.
Yeah?
It had some unique kills.
Can you think of 10 horror movies you'd rather watch this than?
Probably.
I was gonna just give you. I just give you Saw 1 through 9 and Spiral.
I would rather.
No, you would just say Halloween 1 through 10.
He likes those.
I do like those.
Yeah. I said, are there 10 you wouldn't? Would rather watch this before?
Oh this. Before. Yeah, I would much rather watch this again than a Saw movie, probably.
Yeah, me too.
Past, like, 3, right? Like, first 2 are
I don't good. Like 3.
Yeah, the first 2 are
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'll watch 1 and 2
one
again.
1 and 2 are fine.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still waiting for a Saw 3D.
Saw 3 was Saw 3D, wasn't it?
No.
Was it not?
No, we weren't in the era of 3D yet.
Oh, okay.
Like, the resurgence of it.
Do you want a iron mask, like 3D glasses?
Oh, it's like a big popcorn bucket, like a, but then you can like after you finish it, you put it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the trap thing.
Ooh,
Iron Maiden.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. That's why we need Saw again, so we can get the popcorn bucket.
Yes.
Because we're in the era of popcorn buckets now.
It's like the Dune one with the mouth, the sandworm, but this one, it's like, will you survive reaching your hand in for more popcorn? And it has like a little number generator on it. Try not to hit zero. You never know what'll happen. I think this was kind of a breath of fresh air among horror movies, seeing that it was a monkey in the killer role. And it, you know, it towed the line really well between you don't want to hurt this monkey. He's a monkey. But also, fuck you, you're a monkey, get out of my house.
I think they played that, towed that line too, right? There was that scene and where she gets her fingers snapped.
That shouldn't have happened.
He started to break through 2 seconds and then, oh, nope, it's still a killer monkey. And you know, it.
What that reminded me of is possession movies.
Mm.
Like trying to be like with a person, but I know you, fight this. This was better than a possession movie because I've seen 100 of them recently.
We haven't done The Exorcist.
All the same. And it's always the fucking Catholic Church that has to rescue everybody at the end of them. Not the case in this. It was wine, though. They turned a monkey into wine.
Yes, they did.
We haven't done The Exorcist. Classic movie. We need to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Actual classic. You've seen it, right? Okay. I would recommend this lightly to horror fans and anyone who likes slasher movies in any way. This is a really fun addition to the menagerie of slasher animals. I think this might be one of our first slasher animals.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of slasher animal movies?
That's what I'm saying. No.
I don't think so.
This is like Cujo.
There's not a lot of animals that can be slashers, right? Not going to have an Air Bud slasher movie.
No, Cujo. A dog.
Cujo's Cujo dog?
Yeah. Yeah, with rabies. Okay. Sharks. Jaws is an animal slasher.
Sure.
Okay.
Animals.
Anaconda.
Yeah. Yeah. We have actually a lot. One came up after this. Crawl.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that yet?
No.
2019.
Is that about alligators or something?
Yeah, it's about a like a flood happens, and a woman gets trapped in her house with a giant crocodile because half of it's flooded, the house.
So you just climb to the roof, right?
Listen, everything we said tonight, they did in the movie, and it didn't work out for them. So I say we should just stay in the pool, boys. Because we were like, let's tackle that monkey. And the guy's like, let's tackle that monkey. And we're like, that might have been a bad idea. If, like, he's going to do it in the horror movie.
And the I wouldn't have tried to do it by myself.
No, like...
Yeah, what if all of them just tried to...
Splash that monkey.
Yeah.
Two of you sneak up on the side. One of them splash, and when he's, like, brushing his face, then you push him.
Or like you said, get like a
rope.
A rope or
a pool
cleaner
stick
or whatever.
They do get a rope at one point. They get him around his neck and tie him to a post. And
that's
like,
before he kills or bites anyone.
Yeah.
It's just whenever he's acting weird.
Yeah.
They try it again later. They get trapped in the pool with the rope coming off.
Right. And you're like, this is a horror movie. Somebody's hand is going
to
come off. And
I was like, expecting a hand to pop
off. I think it's
off.
A little different. Than, it's a little more grounded than that. But... not
I feel like
much.
If they had splashed the monk, the cliff, it just would have, like, jumped off and died.
I think so. Like, that would have been the end of their problem if they splashed this fucking monkey. He's like, stop! And they're like, no. Splash,
what's
splash.
The only thing rabies animals are known for? Being afraid of water.
And yeah, he's on a cliff that's 3 inches wide and then a 5,000-foot drop into, guess what? More water. This monkey's fucking
splash
dead.
Splash him when he's on the lights, too. Just keep splashing
him. Keep splashing him. You know what? He falls down. A shark eats him.
Shark get rabies.
Then we've got a shark with rabies.
That's the sequel.
Rabies shark. The sequel to Primates.
I don't know if sharks can get rabies.
They can in horror movies.
That's a fap check for later. If you'd like to listen to any of the other episodes that we do, you can find them at podcasts.com. Look up Amazeballs. That's where we talk TV. We've been doing a sitcom series, really, and it's really fun recently. We just released the Cheers episode. That one was so good. that we've gone back to it by choice. Mm-hmm. Josh has come over and we've been like, oh, we have, you know, a little while till the podcast starts, or we're waiting for our roommate to get home. What should we put on? And normally it's like, you know, bullshit YouTube just to get us fired up. And it's been Cheers. And it's been working. Josh, have you sought out any at home by yourself?
Not yet. No, I've not sought any Cheers or other sitcoms. I've thought about it.
Okay. You know the prankster from the episode we watched?
Yes.
I watched a show where he's the star. Okay. Night Court. Night Court? Yeah, I recently started Night Court. It's not what I expected. Spoilers, Night Court's a real thing. I had to look that up. I was like, why is this a premise that it's a court that happens at night? Is it just so the window can have a sexy scene outside of like a city and jazz? No. Second question. I don't know if he's ever going to arrest anyone or send them to jail. He's like a therapist with a heart of gold who's just like always solving people's personal dilemmas because it's a sitcom. It's a lot of fun. Check out Amazeballs and our sitcom list right now, and check out What About Wrestling, where our only fan Nick and Justin, and sometimes us, talk different pay-per-view wrestling events and movies or shows that have to do with wrestling content. Check us out on Instagram at Have You Seen Podcast for all news, reviews, updates. Justin? The people can write to us at fapcheck@gmail.com, can't they?
They sure can.
And that's fapcheck@gmail.com. It's hard for me to spell. I have dyslexia. I learned how to spell that for you people.
You did it.
Did anyone send us a letter?
Unfortunately, no.
You fucks! I'm saying, and our listeners, you're a bunch of cowards! Josh will read those emails live on air.
But not tonight.
Not
tonight.
Tonight. You're missing out on a lot of fun, people.
It's happened once.
And it was from our only fan, Nick. 9 years. Yeah.
It took Nick 9 years to email us.
Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Justin.
Hey, guys. Have you been to Kong Island? Dink, 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 dink.